You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 2, Episode 2, Breathwork and Meditation. Why your soul needs stillness in a noisy world. I'm your host, Kim Dunk, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point, New South Wales, Australia. And yes, today we're talking about breathwork and meditation. You know, we live in a world filled with noise, pressure, stimulation, and constant information. And many people are moving through life feeling that they're overwhelmed, emotionally exhausted, anxious, disconnected, and just unable to switch off. And often what people don't realize is that, you know, the body and the mind were never designed to live in a constant state of stress and overstimulation. And that's why these practices like the breathwork and the meditation are so powerful. You know, they create the moments where the nervous system can finally slow down, soften, and begin to feel safe again. You know, for many years, I struggled with overwhelm, emotional heaviness, anxiety, just feeling disconnected from myself. At the time, I didn't fully understand what was actually happening in my body or my nervous system. You know, I always thought that I had to just push harder, stay busy, you know, just somehow think my way out of what I was feeling. But the healing really didn't become until I started to slow down and started to really start reconnecting with myself. And I really found that breathwork was one of those first tools that helped me really navigate and regulate my nervous system. You know, your breath is, you know, directly connected to how your body feels. So when you're stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, your breathing often becomes shallow and fast. But when you consciously slow your breath, you send a message to your body that says, I am safe right now. You know, meditation is not about becoming perfect or stopping every thought that goes through your mind. Meditation is about creating a space, you know, that space to breathe, a space to feel, and a space to listen. And that's also that space to reconnect with yourself. This is especially important during a spiritual awakening because when people begin awakening, they often become more sensitive, emotionally, energetically, intuitively. Meditation and breathwork help create that grounding within that experience. You know, one of the biggest misconceptions about meditation, which I also had myself, is that people think they're failing because their mind is too busy. But having thoughts during meditation doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It just means you're human. No, and that the practice is gently about bringing your awareness back to the present moment again and again. And over time, you become more aware of your thoughts instead of being controlled by them. You become more aware of your emotions instead of being consumed by them. Breathwork is and meditation really strengthen that connection to your intuition as well, because the intuition is usually very quiet. And that stillness creates space for that awareness. Let's just do a short practice together. If you're sitting in a chair right now, let's do a little practice. Get yourself ready. I want you to take in a slow breath in through your nose and a long breath out. Again, slow breath in and a gentle breath out. Allow your shoulders to soften. Relax your jaw. Just notice your body being supported where you are in your chair. Now simply bring your awareness to your breath. You don't need to change anything. Just notice the inhale and the exhale. If you feel your mind is wandering, just gently bring your awareness back to your breath again. Again, again. No judgment, no pressure, just presence. One of the most important things I wanted people to understand is that healing doesn't always come through doing more. Sometimes healing comes through the slowing down enough to finally hear yourself. You don't need to meditate perfectly. And you don't even need to be spiritual enough. You don't need to force anything. And you simply need to begin creating small amounts of stillness and safety within your life. I found when I was just starting that just 10 minutes a day was a good start for me. I also used guided meditations off YouTube, which I really found helped me at the beginning. So if you take anything from today's episode, let it be this. Your breath is powerful and your body wants to heal. Stillness is not a weakness. Sometimes the deepest healing begins in the quietest moment. And that's why this work comes in my first weeks of my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. If you'd like any further information, please go to my website, www.crystalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Crystal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, I think that's enough of me talking today. Let's see who we've got as our first beautiful caller. Is it Magda?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Really good, Magda. How are you?
All right, a little bit.
Okay, I can feel you a little bit down there. Is there a message or something that you'd like answered today?
Anyway, from the other side, and about my marriage.
No problem, Magda. And you're in Beechwood, New Jersey. Lovely.
Yeah.
Let's see what comes out for you. Forgiveness and the ending of challenges. Don't give up on people you love.
Okay.
Is this resonating?
Not to give up on people, yeah.
Yeah. I've also pulled the world card out. Are you going through a spiritual awakening at the moment yourself, do you feel?
I don't know. I feel like I am.
Yeah, no. Yep. So it's the world card saying spiritual enlightenment. So, yeah, don't be afraid to tap into your spiritual side. I feel like it's wanting to consume you more, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. The Five of Water is telling me to stop focusing on the negative. There's forgiveness of self and others there as well. Saying everything happens for a reason though, okay? There are no coincidences. Everything's happening for a reason.
Right.
I've got inheritance for retirement.
A what?
Inheritance or retirement?
No, none above.
Someone a bit around you just retired?
No.
Okay. Okay, the balance cards also popped out. There's a successful compromise at stake. The compromise. I feel like that's coming in for you.
Can you repeat that one more time? I can't hear you. Sorry.
That's okay. Compromise. They're saying there's a successful compromise.
Okay. What does that even mean? Like,
feel like you're going to come to a party that's involved. I feel like you're going to come to an agreement where you can move on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you self-employed?
Yeah, no, I am a housewife.
Okay. Saying you enjoy your solitude, time on your own.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you meditating at the moment?
Not really, a little bit. It's hard for me.
Okay. I feel like your spirit team, which we've all got one, I feel like, and they're the ones that are bringing these messages through today for you. I feel like they want you to spend more time in that solitude, more time just in like a meditation spot. And that's where you can really get some clarity. You can even speak to your spirit team. Is it your mum that's passed?
No, my mum's alive.
Okay, so it's your grandmother, mum's past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there's a strong female coming through for you. I feel like she watches over you quite a lot.
Okay. Could be my grandmother or death.
Yep. They say that you manage your resources wisely. And you're quite charitable.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That you manage your resources and you're quite charitable.
Yeah.
Is someone pregnant around you? I've got the pregnancy card come out.
No.
Hey. Well, don't be surprised if you hear a pregnancy coming. Don't be surprised. The other thing here is gratitude. Don't forget to have gratitude, give gratitude, because the more we're grateful for things in our lives, the more we can invite in, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Do you live in a close-knit community?
No, right now I'm looking for a place to live.
Sorry?
I'm looking for a place to live right now.
Okay. When you do find this place, it's going to be like a very close community. You're going to be able to rely on your neighbours and the people around you in that little, it's going to be like a little community, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay, that's. Okay.
And I think that'll be good for you too.
Yeah.
Okay. The Knight of Earth popped out. It says, plan carefully before taking action. And I feel that's around the news. Say you pay a lot of attention to details as well, which is a good thing.
Okay.
And also pops out is a guardian angel or someone watches over you, which is that grandmother I was talking about.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask her for help. So if you're looking for this house or somewhere where you want to live, ask her in that solitude, quiet meditation sort of time that, you know, ask her for help. Our guardian angels, our spirit team want to help us in everyday life, but can't until we actually ask them and invite them to help. So ask her to help you in all these little things that you're trying to do.
Okay.
They will open doors for you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, the need for balance in life. Let others help you. Health problems could arise due to stress. So just be wary of those things. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a sign of weakness, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like answered at the moment?
About my marriage.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my cards are running, popping everywhere. Okay. Well, before we get to the marriage part, the One of Earth has popped out, and it's saying significant purchases like a home. Okay, so there is a new home coming there for you.
Okay.
Okay, the Queen of Air that's just popped out. Releasing situations or people that no longer serve you.
Okay.
Don't know if that answers your question about your marriage, but, yeah, I feel like you've outgrown this marriage.
I'm sorry, can you hear? What was that last?
That you've outgrown your marriage?
Yeah.
I feel like you're grown so much in the relationship where he hasn't.
Oh, wow.
Like he's not meeting you at the same level anymore.
He's not what?
He's not meeting you at the same level. Like he's not giving what you're giving. If it makes sense. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's lost up. He's lost in his own world. He needs to wake up. And I feel like because you're starting to wake up spiritually, he's not even thinking about anything like that. He's distracted. He's distracted by daily life. He misses the point. Yeah. Just saying, the Empress has popped out. It's saying time to take action. It's time to take action because there is a victory there for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you too.
You're right. Thank you. Hey, we got Jenny from Nebraska. Hey, Jenny. We got Jenny on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny. Hello? Hi, oh, how are you?
I was like, I'm okay. I'm like, I can hear her. Can she hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. How are you, Jenny?
I'm okay. I'm okay. I've been working a lot on myself. So, but
excellent. I think a lot of us have this year.
I'm sorry?
I think a lot of us in the collective world have been working on ourselves this year a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
Would you just like my birthday general is meeting or is there a
March
question?
4th, 1968. Sorry, it's really hard to hear you. My birthday is March 4th, 1968. I didn't know if you needed that. I just am wanting, I'm almost 60, and it's just been a rough last probably 30 years, and I keep hoping every year is going to be better than the last. I'm sure everybody says that, but just the last, I'd say, 8 have been a super struggle, so... I don't know if anybody would come through to say anything to me or if you see anything, just whatever you get, I'll go with. Do you know what I mean?
No problem. We'll do a general reading. Perfect.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, the Empress was the first card that popped out. The Empress is saying time to take action. Give birth to your dreams. We are in a year 1 horse numerology. So last year was the year 9, which was about endings, completions. This year we're in a year one, new beginnings, fresh starts. Is there a particular creative project you're working on at the moment?
I like to make things with beads.
Okay. So it's saying creative projects will be very successful. I feel like this is something that you need to, keep working on. It's saying taking the next steps, bold and ambitious choices, partnering with others who share your dreams, expanding your plans. Is there somewhere where you can sell these once you've done them?
I've been trying to, but I've also talked to a friend that also likes to make things, but he lives in another state, wants me to move there, and that's both. Because we're both ill. So I thought, instead of sitting in our houses in other states, we've been friends a long time, whatever. But for me to come up there, and then we'll both make things to our heart's content and sell them.
You know what? I think that sounds amazing. And I think this is where you need to be going. Taking the next steps, bold and ambitious choices, which it would be, partnering with others who share your dreams. This is what's happening. Expanding your plans, continue to move forward. Follow your heart rather than trying to make other people happy. And stop overanalyzing.
That's what I've been doing all my life.
Now it's time for you. Yeah, I think this is going to be the perfect thing for you at this year. Overanalyzing the situation.
I'm sorry.
Yep. You know what, though? I feel like, when we make these decisions on our own bat, they usually come out so successful. But when we're pushed by the universe to make a decision in the end, it's a very uncomfortable. So by you making this decision on your own, I feel like the universe is really going to open things up for you the rest of this year. The beginning of this year was about building this momentum to take us on from like July to the end of the year. And I feel like this is where you're heading with this move, and exactly what you're saying about with this gentleman making your beads, selling them. So the Four of Waters popped out for you, a magical opportunity. Okay. This is your opportunity to yourself this freedom, the peace that you need going forward into your later years. It's time for you. Have some fun doing what you enjoy. And I really feel like this gentleman and you are just going to have lots of fun, if that makes sense. Like, he's going to bring the fun for you.
Yeah, and we've been friends for a really long time. We kind of sort of dated, back in 2009. I always still liked him, but he wasn't at a point in his life where, you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the One of Earth has popped out. An exciting career opportunity. The One of Earth, this is the card name, sorry. An exciting career opportunity. And I don't see that as a massive career. I feel like this is the beads that you're doing, that you're talking about. But there's also a purchase of a home as well for you. So that's saying, I think this move is inevitable for you.
Wow, because he was talking about a home that he wants to build, and then me have my section in the garage to do my crafts, and him on the other side of garage doing his. Yeah, this,
perfect.
Wow.
Perfect. I even hear music. I don't know who the music buff is, but I can hear your music. I can hear you singing and just enjoying and getting really involved in what you're doing and just. Yeah, having laughs and just
sing.
Poking fun at each other.
I sing all the time, and I send him recordings of me singing.
There you go. Yep. I think you're going to drive him a bit crazy, but that's okay.
Music is my therapy.
Oh, mine too. Sorry. All my cards kept dropping on the floor. Okay.
What?
Sorry, all my cards. I just shuffled the cards. All my cards that I've been shuffling.
I'm sorry. I thought a person fell on the floor. I'm like, oh, no, I can let you go.
No. They say you manage your resources wisely.
I try. But my body is really sick, and I'm scared it's just going to get worse. So I'm doing my best.
He's going to be able to help you.
I still have a lot of work to do, and I don't have help.
Yep. Okay, the Two of Water has popped out. The resurgence of a romantic relationship.
Really?
The need for balance.
That just made me smile.
The need for balance in your life. And I feel like he's going to give that to you. But he's here, the King of Earth. He's popped out. Compassionate, accomplished, charismatic, grounded. A time of great success, financial security, everything turning out beautifully.
Oh, I love to hear that.
A good person. That's him. Yeah,
he's a wonderful person.
Yeah, no, I can see it. And, yeah, he's going to make you very happy. The release cards also popped out. Endings that lead to new beginnings. Yep, and then it finishes with the World card, a brilliant success, a time of joyful accomplishment, freedom to do whatever you want. What a great, great reading. Let's see what else there is for you.
I'm sorry, I got a little emotional.
Oh.
When you were talking about the new beginning. And things ending and me moving forward. Well, I'm having I've learned to care more about myself now instead of worrying about so many other people. And my children they're all grown. So now I'm kind of like in the dust. And it's just like so lonely.
This is time for you. It's all your time. Yeah. No. I think you need to start sorting out all your stuff to make this move.
Yeah, I just literally today checked into a big dump scene so I can get rid of all this clutter that I don't need. I kept saving in case somebody ever wanted it.
Yep.
Perfect. Nope, I need to clear it out and give myself some peace.
Yeah, and you know that clearing also, it tells the universe that you're ready. You know what I mean? You're ready to move on. And the universe is only going to support that now. You know what I mean? You making this decision, you'll get all the support you need.
That's awesome. Financially,
you have a lovely night.
All the best for the future.
Your next 6 months is going to be beautiful, okay? And beyond. But the next 6 months is really going to show you that you're making the right decision for you.
Okay.
I'll just see if there's one last card we can finish off on. One more card, if we can finally get it in. Thank you, Spirit. I know it's in there. Oh, of course it's there. Okay, Happily Ever After. Transformation. Breaking free of procrastination. Yep. Releasing old belief systems. The Lover's cards popped out as well for you.